hands of Derek Snyder. Fourth turnover for the Warriors. Top of the key, kind of at the free throw line, nothing there, looking to feed it anywhere, instead takes the jump shot, and this one's good. His first points from inside, and now he has 11. And Deckerville it back out by 1 point, 17-16. Fourth lead change tonight. Knoblauch into the corner to Brad Hoodie, to John Hoodie. Back up to Ty Knoblauch. Pump fakes, and looks like he shuffled his feet. Indeed, he did. And this will be the fifth turnover for the Warriors.
No need to shuffle your feet against a 1-2-2 zone defense. And all you got to do is just attack the seams.
Into the inbound to Derek Snyder for North Deckerville. To the right wing to Kineth. One dribble back to Snyder, and DeAndre Morris just picked up his second foul as he tried to pick off that pass. Instead, it results in a foul. That'll be Morris's second, team's fourth. So Deckerville inbounding underneath their own hoop. That would be Isaac Kineth. Carlos Ibarra checks in, replaces Derek Snyder for Deckerville. Kineth inbounds to Abreu, who just checked back into the corner to Kineth for three. This one's short. Abreu picks up the board. This one's no good. And rebound brought in by North Huron's John Hoodie. Over to the right wing to Majeski. Over to the left wing to Brad Hoodie. Dives in the lane and a little out of control, but looks like Deckerville is going to be called for the foul on the reach. And this will go against number 23 of Deckerville. Isaac Kynas, first, team's third. Inbounding for North Huron underneath their own hoop. Left side of our radio would be Brad Hoodie. He's a junior. To Ty Knoblauch, diving down to the right side of the lane. This one's no good. Abreu brings in the rebound. And here comes Deckerville. In transition, down to Asher. Goes up for the left block. He is fouled and one for the Eagles. It is now 19-16. Foul goes against number 22, Braden Shapinski for North Carolina. That's his first, team's fifth. Lucas Asher trying to cap off the three-point play. They now lead by 3 points, trying to make it four. Will Case checks back in, replaces John Hoodie for North Huron. Both coaches not afraid to go to their bench. That is for certain tonight.
I figure this is going to be a track meet.
Asher's free throw, no good. Rebound to Ty Knoblauch. Here come the Warriors. 6.5 to play in the second quarter. Over to the right wing to number 42, Brad Hoodie. Back up to Majeski into the corner. Ty Knoblauch beats it down to Will Case in the short corner. Gives it right back to Knoblauch. Starts his dribble. Jump shot on the baseline. This one's good. And Knoblauch has 11 and brings it back within 1 point for North Huron. Deckerville 19, North Huron 18. 6:05 left in the first half. Into the corner for, that would be Lucas Asher. Nails the three, rattles it home for 3 points. 22-18, Deckerville by four. In wasting no time, Brad Hoodie dives in the lane the right side. This one's no good. Will Case picks it up. Can't get that to fall. Brayu on defense, still loose. And we have a loose ball.
It's an international 2-point takedown.
Most certainly. And that's going to be a jump ball. And possession arrow in favor of the Warriors. So, Will Case will be inbounding for North Huron out there for the Warriors. We have Will Case, Ty Knoblauch, Austin Majeski, Braden Shapinski, and Brad Hoodie. For Deckerville, we have Asher, Ibarra, number 20, Jeff Stone, Abreu, and Isaac Cundith. Majeski at the left wing, down to Will Case, opposite block to the right wing, and is stolen away by Ibarra. Sixth turnover for the blue and gold tonight. They trail by 4 points to Deckerville, 22-18, Eagles on offense. Kind of taking his time with the right wing to Abreu, and is stolen away by Majeski. Brad Hoodie gets tripped up inside the lane. Looks like he hit his head a little bit there. But they're going to say foul is on the floor, so it'll be North Huron ball inbounding the left side of your radio. Lucas Asher. That's his second, team's fourth. Another substitution coming in. Number 44 for North Huron, Dylan Kane. He's a senior. Places Will Case.
Kane is coming in to give a little more beef on the inside for the North Huron Warriors.
And Derek Snyder checks in, replaces Lucas Asher. Just picked up his second. 5:18 left in the second quarter. 22 for Deckerville, 18 for North Huron. They're trying to inbound the ball right now to Ty Knoblauch at the left wing. Starts his dribble. Jump stop. Back out to Shapinski. Shapinski over to Majeski for the three. This one's no good. Rebound brought in by Ibarra. Here comes Deckerville. 12th rebound for the Eagles. Kind of dives down the baseline. Goes up and this floater's in for two. Nice touch for him. He has 13. 6-point lead for Deckerville. That ties their largest. 24-18. 4:50 left in the second quarter. Brad Hoodie slowing things down at the top of the key. Over to the left wing to Shapinski. Gerard dives in the lane. It's swatted away by a maroon jersey. And they're going to say it was out of bounds by said hand.
That was a pretty quick move to the hoop. Maybe a little too quick, I think.
Yeah.
Took a few steps on that one.
So inbounding would be Shapinski for North Huron. Left side of your radio. Feeds it to Brad Hoodie to the left wing. To Majeski in the corner for three. This one's airballed. Rebound Ibarra. Deckerville. Pushing tempo again, kind of down the baseline. Same exact move and same exact result. 6 points in this quarter, 15 on the night for Kynas, and they lead by 26-18, largest of the night so far.
The difference is that Deckerville's getting good looks and North Huron is not.
Most certainly.
Here's one.
Majeski for three, left wing. This one's off the mark, big time. Rebound Derek Snyder in transition. Going up one on two, and Snyder makes it count in for two. And we have a 30-second timeout called by Kevin McDonald. We'll stick with you. 4:04 left in the second quarter. And Deckerville is rolling right now as they lead by 10 points, 28-18. As this one has been back and forth, back and forth.
This is the time where Coach McDonald's going to go ahead and try to charge his kids up and get a little more effort on defense and take a few chances. Cut the passing lane. See if you can go ahead and get a cheap steal and some easy 2 points on the run.
Deckerville already with 13 points in less than 4 minutes in the second quarter. North Huron also with three turnovers in this quarter compared to Deckerville's none. One turnover total for the Eagles, six for the Warriors. They're also being out-rebounded by two.
By all accounts, this is exactly how the first game between these two teams was rolling out.
Ah, you're right, yeah.
A little bit of a lead, then North Huron comes back at the end.
Morris back up to John Hoodie. Back to Morris in the right corner. Man-to-man defense now for Deckerville. Over to the right wing, Morris to Brad Hoodie. Starts his dribble coming around the perimeter. Back up to Morris. Thought about taking the three, does not. Over to Brad Hoodie, dives in the lane, and he's going to be drawing the foul. And this will go against... Looks like Abreu is calling for his shot there. And that'll be Abreu's... I have that as his second, John.
That's what I do, too.
The board has it as two, as one.
I'm just going to go ahead and give him one. I have two for Dirk Snyder, two for Asher.
Yep, same
one
here.
One for Kynath.
Well, we'll figure it out. As they try and feed it over, and it's going to be out of bounds as Shapinski tried to throw it off of Kynath, but instead it goes off of his leg, and it'll be another turnover, seventh of the evening for North Huron. Deckerville leading by 10 points, 28-18. Ibarra back to Snyder, the free throw line, the jump shot no good, rebound brought in nearly by Snyder, instead it goes out of bounds, North Huron ball. 3:24 left in the second quarter, 28-18, and Deckerville leading by 10 points. We've had four lead changes in this ballgame. You wouldn't know it by the score right now, though. DeAndre Morris taking his time right to left across your radio, across the timeline. Now favoring his left side to John Hoodie. Deeper into the corner. Skip pass to the top to Brad Hoodie at the right elbow. Tries to go with a no-look pass behind his back, and it goes straight out of bounds. Fifth turnover in 5 minutes. Eighth on the night. Ty Knoblock checks in for North Huron, replaces Brad Hoodie, who sits down also on the right now, still is Dylan Kane. So for Deckerville, inbounding would be Carlos Ibarra and Derek Snyder. And the left block, that would be Abreu. At the right block, that would be number 20, Jeff Stone. And the right wing, that would be Kynath with the ball. And the jump shot is no good. Rebound, though, Abreu to keep possession alive. 4-3, Kynath no good. Rebound, Ibarra. Snyder on the left block and makes this one count for two. Snyder with 4 points. And a good possession there for Deckerville with three offensive rebounds. Knoblock into the corner to Morris for three. This one's good. Morris with 10 points brings North Huron back within nine. As Derek Snyder goes down the right side of the lane.